get aggressive now.
Okay, fine. All right, fine. All right.
After that, that was uncomfortable for everybody.
Well, here we go, everybody.
Warning.
The views and opinions expressed during this radio show are solely those of the members of Talking About Practice. They do not reflect the policy nor position of KZFR or KZFR supporters.
I mean, seriously, why would you ever take our show seriously? It's so dumb. It is so dumb.
Yes, indeed. We are Talking About Practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. We want to thank you for spending some of your evening with the just ridiculous nonsense it is we get away with around here. We also want to thank our friends over at Paradise Community Guilds, fostering community by nurturing creativity, practicing stewardship of nature, and promoting values of sustainability. Paradise Community Guilds invites all people of goodwill and community spirit to carry out that intent. To get involved, visit ParadiseGuilds.org, also on Facebook at 762-1490.
What?
Paradise Community Guilds, y'all.
All right.
All right, shout out to Paradise Community Guilds. Most importantly, shout out to you for rocking with us. Stepman Brad, hit him!
We talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we're talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We're talking about practice. We're talking about practice, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. You know the drill, Talking About Practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. I'm Jarrell Gilbert. I got my partner in crime, co-creator of the show with me, as always, Derek Isomaki.
Yo, what's good, party people? The honorable Derek Isomaki. You know, 100% honorable.
Rudy Vasquez is not here. Shocker, shocker. Big
what?
Flaker over here.
Wow, dude. I thought he was.
Yeah, well, Duke lost, so, you know.
Right? Yeah,
he's in mourning.
He lost, you know. It hurts when you pick the wrong side to root for.
That's right.
You know?
Speaking of the wrong side.
Of evil, I should say. You're on the wrong side of good and evil. Like, we were on the good side, obviously. Good won. Good prevailed.
Good always triumphs evil.
Always, eventually. Evil might have a run. It had a run. Evil had a run.
Had a good 40-year run.
Yeah, and that run came to an end in spectacular fashion.
Exactly.
We'll get to that. Yeah. That's the one, the only, Stepman Brad.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, he comes now. Now here he comes. All right, let's see. All right, yeah.
I feel like he doesn't get an introduction right now.
Well.
He missed introductions.
Wow.
Make sure you follow us on Instagram, Talking About Practice. TBP, not a game. TBP, not a game. Follow us. We'll follow you back. We got a lot to get into today. We got to talk about the women's tourney. We got to talk about Rudy's Chelsea. Just what happened there? What happened?
terrible time. Terrible time on the weekend. No. It was a rough weekend. Can we just say that for a minute? Like, we're getting the show, but, you know, I got some things just to have to get off my chest right now. So this is the time to do it.
Yeah,
you know, Therapy
the
Town, my couch is out. We're laying down now. All right, guys.
Now, as a
Chicoan right now, as I can call myself that, been here damn near 10 years now going on almost. So that's local right now. I've been here. Lived through it. Seen the chaos, what it's changed into, and been part of the chaos. Still kind of am part of the chaos at times.
Bring the ruckus!
But always, protect your neck, y'all. No one else wants to chime with another one? Okay, fine.
No.
I'm letting you go.
You're looking at these two guys.
I know, that was real rough.
That was perfect the way it was.
Okay, all right, fine, all right. But everything comes in threes. But either way, enough of that. It was Chavez weekend for all of us out there.
That's cool.
If you don't live in the downtown area where we are located right now, it doesn't really affect you. None whatsoever. You probably don't worry about it whatsoever.
Didn't even know what happened.
You didn't even know what
didn't
happened.
Didn't even know what
you
happened,
didn't know.
To be honest.
You were out of town. Rudy, you don't live down here, but you dip your foot in the pool.
Yeah.
You know, on 2 feet. You cannonball in. but you do not live there. I, unfortunately, am smack dab in the middle of it all. And sure enough, Thursday morning, 5:45, I'm woken up by house music.
Techno.
All the time. And I'm like, I can't do this. So, you know, I got to get out. I just got out of town. So, not get out of town, but just go to the gym. Come back home. Still going. Obviously, they're still going. They're not. It's nonstop. It's literally nonstop on Thursday until Sunday. It was just, ugh. And I suffered the worst of the casualties of all. On Sunday, was feeling like I got a lot of pent-up energy. I need to get out there. I need to, you know, get some running in. Never running. Why would I do that? But I need to get a bike ride in. So I was like, all right, go on a bike ride. And what do I do? Naturally, glass. Damn you kids and the bottles you throw on the ground that caused me to get a flat tire. Luckily, I wasn't that far into my ride. I had just only gone a couple blocks, but I was ready to go. I was pumped. I was high as a kite, flying, ready to go. Had my music going. I was ready to go. Nope. I turned around and walked back. Still not sufficient enough, though. I had to do something. So what did I do? I actually went for a run. Went for a run that day. I ran like 2.5 miles, and I hate myself for doing it right now. It is awful. So I blame the kids for making me feel this way right now. My body aches in ways it hasn't ached in so long because I went for a run because my tires got popped because you break your glass on the ground. Recycle! So yeah, I went for a run, and I hate my life right now. And I'm not supposed to really run anymore like that. And I just had to, though. Because I was like, I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
So, damn you kids. I hope you had fun. I do hope, you know, enjoy it. Why not?
I'm sure they had a blast.
Yeah, I'm sure they did. Yeah, they don't give two hoots and a holler about my tubes. Okay.
I've literally been on your roof at 6 a.m.
Yes.
During Chavez.
Did I not mention I was part of the chaos? I was 100%. But I never. Maybe I did. I probably have thrown my fair share of bottles in the air and watched them splatter. Because there's nothing more better feeling when you're drunk than taking that bottle of brewski you just slammed or that bottle
but
of
but in the street is just rude.
It's rough. It is terrible.
I understand you throwing it on the sidewalk in front of your own house and then cleaning it up.
But, the roads were splattered, covered, spectacles all around of glass. And sure enough, I got like 4 blocks and did the walk of shame, the real walk of shame of taking your bike and not riding it. Like, there's something weird. If you have a bike and you're not riding it, that's just like, what are you doing with your life? And I had to do that shameful walk right there because of the glass of kids not recycling, not taking care of Mother Earth the way she's taking care of us. Okay.
What's a bigger walk of shame? Walking after popping a tire with your bike or walking with one tire because someone stole your tire?
That's one tire or just the frame, no tire on the front.
Yeah,
the tire gone. Tire is gone. You got tire jacked. All of them, pretty shameful. It's got to be because the one, if you're walking with a wheel, that could just be you maybe just stole a wheel. So that's suspect number one.
Yeah.
But if you're just doing the pushing the bike with one wheel on the back because you lost your front one, that one's rough.
Yeah.
That one's rough. Because you were jacked. You know? You just got jacked.
Yeah, it's tough.
It's tough.
Yeah.
Damn those homeless. They maybe are, but I don't know. The people that steal from us on those bikes.
Anyone.
Anyone. Yeah. It could be. But, you know.
Well, Sorry for your
loss. Yeah, sorry. I just had to get it off my chest, y'all.
Sorry for your knees, too.
It hurts, man. It does, yeah. Like, everything. Like, the whole legs. All of them. It's like, ugh, why did I do that, Derek? I mean, like, in the moment, I was like, yeah, I'm running. And I was like, why? Now it's just, no. So, yeah, please, stop throwing glass, y'all. That's a PSA.
All right.
That is your PSA. You throw glass, you cause my body to ache.
I'm glad we spent 7 minutes on that.
Worth it. I felt enlightened.
Before we get...
Welcome to Derek's therapy session.
Yeah, you feel better, though?
I do. I really
good.
Do now.
Well, then it was worth it.
100%.
Yeah. Worth every minute.
We're good. I hope you guys are worth it, too. I hope they learned something.
I hope they did.
Sure I hope they pick up from my pain that I went through.
There's going to be one of our listeners that's going to like be in a drunken state and then stop somebody from throwing glass. I'm like, no, I heard a radio station. You can't do this.
That would make my life complete. And,
just one person.
You know, that's all I need. One person. Just
one,
to change the world.
Stops the
you know,
change.
To change the world. I can do it.
Starts the change, not stops the change.
Okay. Speaking of change, after 40 years of head coach
yes!
of men's
Let's
basketball,
go. Woo, woo.
Coach K ends his career Saturday night, meeting the Duke Blue Devils, eternal rival, in the Final Four. First time those
ever.
Two have ever met in the NCAA tournament. Coach K's last game at home, he loses to UNC.
Molly Womped.
His first game ever, he loses to UNC.
Sad.
So it's only fitting that he ends his career with the big L to the boys over in that North Carolina Blue at Chapel Hill. How does it feel, Brad?
It hurts.
I don't know why I'm yelling.
I don't know why either. I mean, I get it. You're excited. Everyone hates Duke. I get it.
No, there's a contingency of people that love Duke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like Duke
But I would I would consider the Duke the Yankees of NCAA basketball. It's either you love them or you hate them. There's no in-between on that. Could you guys agree on that?
Yeah.
There's no in-between on that.
Except the Yankees are stylish and Duke never was that.
No, but they have consistent success. And right now the Yankees don't, so I'm more the Yankees of old.
Yeah, if you're a dork, you probably like Duke. That's the fans.
They're a bunch
they
of lawyers. I'm just saying, like, they're it's a lot
and
like
doctors.
A
doctors.
They're just prestigious. Like,
okay,
I feel
tell
like
me which one of those dudes is swagged out. When you think of cool, do you think of doctors and lawyers?
Who's that actor that was on Hangover?
Bradley Cooper?
No, the Asian guy. The
Dr. Ken. Yeah. Ken Jeong.
Yeah.
He's a doctor.
He went to Duke.
Okay.
Awesome. That's kind of my point. Do you look at him as like, man, this guy is stylish and cool? Or do you think this guy is a dork?
The guy has a baby carrot on there. Like a legitimate baby carrot.
I know.
And he
flashed
it to the world.
Because he's a Duke Blue Devil.
Yeah.
You know what they attract? Little Dick Cheney's over there.
Yeah.
But I mean, like anyone at those high prestigious schools, those are all the same people. Doesn't matter what like school you go to. If they're high and prestigious, all the same.
I will say I ran into a patron after they had lost and they were talking about it. And I was like, oh, yeah, I was happy they lost. I do not like Coach K. I actually said I hated him, naturally.
That makes sense.
And the guy was like, why do you hate him? You should never hate. Hate's not good. I was like, no, hate's like the best thing ever in sports, in particular sports.
Yeah.
I love hating
it. Feeds
it.
In and, the fanfare.
And he started getting very defensive. I was like, oh, okay, actually, like, really. I was like, okay, never mind. I'm going to walk away because you're way too into this right now. And you're not getting that I'm kind of joking. And I was at the nice place, too, so I couldn't, like, really push his buttons.
Yeah, gotcha.
So if I was at the other spot, I would have... just kept it going right now.
Get out of here.
No. I'm really like, no, I really hate him. Like, just hey, build it up as much. But I was like, yeah, I'll let you be. Because he was very passionate about his Duke. And he was hurting because
well,
of
that. Coach K is incredibly polarizing.
Yes.
And I would venture to guess if you're not a Duke fan, most people do not like him. He comes off as very crass. He comes off as very arrogant.
When he tells people to not celebrate after beating them, when he tells students to not rush on.
That one irked me.
When he tells students to not rush onto the court because he's fearful for his kids' safety, hogwash.
Yeah.
Okay? No. All right?
Relax.
Let the kids cheer. That's got to be one of the most amazing feelings ever as a fan, a student section in particular, is rushing the court, rushing the field, you know? And the fact that the schools get fined for that, BS.
Yeah. And that there's been a lot of instances in Coach K's career that I've lost a lot of, like, fun respect for him because, I mean, why would you prevent fans from having fun in that manner? You know your team's going to lose. Start getting them off the court beforehand. If that's your big concern.
It happens on a consistent basis. And how many times do those kids get hurt?
Never.
Maybe you emotional have, damage, but you know what? We all need that in life, okay? It's called character building.
So, Brad, you have an internal fun meter for everyone, of which you lost some of that fun meter respect went down.
Yes.
For Coach K.
Yes. He does not like to have fun.
Okay.
And plus he's
old. And I lost respect for that.
So where at what, like, on a level, 10 yeah. being all the fun respect,
yes.
and 1 being no fun respect.
Yes.
You started where with Coach K?
I started at about like maybe a 6 or a 5.
Where does everyone start at automatically? Is there a minute?
Depends on where I, like, when I meet them, where
okay.
they're at.
At their, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. So he started at a 5 or a yeah. 6, and then he's dropped down to
a 1.
A 1.
He's a 1.
He's a 1.
Wow.
He's
what is he on your total respect level? And yeah, how much?
On fun?
No, total respect. Just respect as a human being.
Overall. Oh, as a human. Oh, yeah. As a human being.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. It would have to be out of 10, maybe a 3.
How much?
We have some family history.
10 to 3. Pain, wait, that's a big. That's a
no. He is a 3 out of 10.
Okay, total respect for him
as a human person.
Okay,
human.
And how much does a fun respect affect the total respect?
Big weight of that.
Big weight of that.
Big okay. weight of that.
Okay. Total respect. That makes sense.
Yeah. A lot of total respect.
If you have, an overall fun respect level 1, then yeah. it makes sense that overall respect level 3.
Yeah. That's pretty low, though. I thought it was maybe yeah. like 5.
Well,
maybe,
we also have some history with my family where he disrespected my family. So,
like, wait.
My grandpa met him, and Coach K blew him off.
And you're still a Duke Blue Devil fan, and you have 3 respect for this man on your scale? This is absurd.
It's preposterous.
Preposterous.
It's 3.
Wow.
I also, well, the
it's like being
the coach level
a
respect.
Christian, like a Christ fan, but like your respect level is like a 3.
3, yeah. And you're like, you kind of side with Satan half sometimes. You're
yeah.
like,
yeah. Well, no, that'd be like rooting for UNC.
Well, it's he's also never,
yeah,
that.
Okay, he's never done
he's
that.
He's never
before.
Come
yeah.
over that
okay,
side.
That's, no. All right.
But I respect him as a coach as a 10. He's a 10 out of 10 in my opinion. But that's the reason why that 3 is there. Is
wait, so... So 10 out of 10 respect, so there's no effect
the
on fun. Your fun meter has zero effect on the coach, or does it?
It
the
does
coach
not,
respect.
Because the coach ability does not determine your fun. It's, if you're a good coach, you're a good coach. You just don't like to have fun.
All right, okay. Let's just get wow. this straight.
Right. Yes.
His fun respect level
is 1.
Is weighted heavy on overall human being respect level. However,
no, human being respect level is weighted all heavily on his fun.
I think you said it the other way around, but just follow
okay,
me.
Okay.
But you were saying, no, human respect level was 3.
Yes.
You got. He has an overall
fun level.
Fun level 1.
1, yes.
And coachability.
Coachability
10.
10.
Yes.
Wow, okay, so your coachability can, you off on its own, essentially. Zero affected by
I mean, it's
fun and total respect.
From the artist.
Okay, yeah. Beautiful.
Exactly.
That is, wow, what a man over here.
Yeah.
This guy's, I love this guy.
I respect the coach, but the person himself, it's different.
I think I need to adapt this ability of judging people right now for respect. Just
yeah.
breaking down total respect
yeah.
and then layers of that respect.
Yeah. And there's some that right that heavily affect the full, the overall respect, and there's some that, like, don't.
So what, of like... What other aspects of your overall respect level are impacted?
How he treats other people, which my
interpersonal communication,
in a personal communication,
okay.
which he kind of disrespected my grandpa. So and therefore,
so he blew off.
I'm guessing he's a 1 to 2 out of 10 on that one.
Oh, he's a 1.
Wait, was this Papa Feingold?
This is Grandpa Feingold.
Grandpa. So this
no one disrespects Grandpa.
No one disrespects
so he's,
Grandpa.
He's an anti-Semite, Coach K.
There
wow.
you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
There we go.
Actually,
we just,
my grandpa is
down,
a Jew. So
say, this,
there it is.
This is Grandpa Feingold.
Coach K,
this is the actual
oh my gosh,
Jew.
Coach
wow.
Coach K is anti-Semitic.
Wow.
Okay. This is a revolution. Allegedly. Allegedly.
All right.
Go, I'm glad we played. I just want to say this is like one of the greatest moments we've been through on this show. Oh, okay, Coach K. This is how we got to Coach K being an anti-Semite. All right. Okay.
Right, it makes sense with the black hair, though.
Wait, what?
What?
I was gonna go with the stash. Never mind. Yeah, I was going. I was going in that. And I was,
he doesn't have a stash.
Yeah,
though.
He doesn't.
No, but it was the black hair.
No, sorry.
Continue to explain yourself, sir. I think you're way off. If you had to give yourself a respect level based on fun, what is your fun respect level for thyself?
For myself?
Yeah.
Ooh, I'd give it like. 7.
Wow,
a little high, but I can okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, a little
I
high.
I mean, but when I'm on, I'm on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
When is that exactly?
Very rare. But very, very rare.
What's up, man? Okay, I'm glad that we've totally broken down Brad's respect level for Coach K and where everything stands right now. Do you have any more layers we need to get into right
what
now?
A
or can we press on at this point?
I think we can press on. I did reach out to one of my buddies who is a former Duke basketball player, played for Coach K for 4 years.
Really?
Yeah. I will not mention his name on air as he has a really good job and kids to feed. So
okay.
I'm not going to do that. I'm
looking
tell
at you,
you
Richard Jefferson.
Grayson Allen.
Richard Jefferson actually played at Arizona.
He did, yes. He lost to Duke in the finals. Or did he beat Duke? No, they lost to Duke. What? Arizona lost to Duke in an NCAA final that he was on that team with. Yeah, with Luke Walton, I remember.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And there was, what's his
if
name?
That
who
is
else,
accurate.
Who else was on that team that was, oh man, that Arizona team had.
Was
some...
Gilbert Arenas on that team?
Yes, that's who it was, Gilbert Arenas. Damn. Thank you. Yeah.
They had a pretty stacked
they
squad.
They had a stacked squad, yeah. And this was the Duke team that had Jason Williams, and who else did they have too? I can't remember.
Oh, they did have a squad, then, too.
Yeah, yeah.
That was when Jason Williams won Freshman of the Year.
Yes, yeah, Jason Williams was balling.
He was a baller.
And then he decided to ride a motorcycle and never play again.
Yeah, it didn't work out
That's
for him.
That's unfortunate for him.
So, yeah, Coach
Well, that
K,
was a nice little tangent we just took there. Okay, look at us.
I reached out to my buddy, and he just said, if I didn't have kids, I probably would have cried because I was so disgusted watching that game. And he went on to say a lot of other things that I don't necessarily need to bring up here. But you could just imagine that the heart of the Duke Blue Devil Nation right now. Rudy, you're a member of Blue Devil Nation.
Lightly, yeah, because I like the win, and we didn't win.
Well, that's what I say. That's what I don't, he's
what?
Not. Yeah, he's just a Rudy's just a he's admitted that 100%
in college. Yes, 100%.
Yeah.
Okay. That's
if
true.
If you're winning, I'm a huge Bama fan. I was an SC fan. Pete Carroll, Reggie Bush, Linda White, all those guys were there.
If you're making money off of them, that's your pony right there. You ride that horse off into the sunset,
oh, sir.
And then when it does, you just shoot it in the head and say you're broken leg to me right now. Okay, you know, and you're done to me. All right.
I just appreciate the honesty.
Yeah. No. That's again. That's 100% with you on that. If you're gonna do that, just wear that badge. Say hey. I'm a better, and that's what you are. You're a gambler.
Yeah.
Money. Cream, baby. Am I right?
Always.
Cream. Arizona? That could have been another one, y'all. Okay, we all know that one.
You're right. Arizona lost 82-72 in 2001.
There we see. I know. Yeah. Dude, I know sports, y'all, every once in a while.
Yeah. Who else was on that squad for Arizona? That wasn't the Andre Iguodala. No, he was
was it?
That.
I think Iggy might have been on that one, actually, now that you say it.
You think he was on that one?
I think he was.
A little earlier. Can you read some of the names on that roster? Now that the whole show's been derailed, which I'm totally good with, by the way.
It happens.
Yeah, I'm good with sinking into the just having.
All right, Gilbert Arenas, Michael Wright, Richard Jefferson, Jason Gardner, Lauren Woods, Luke Walton. John, you were wrong.
So no Iggy.
He was not on UCLA.
So no Iggy then.
Iggy was not on there.
Okay, all right. So maybe it was.
That's about it. That's the only other big names that I know of. I mean, there's only four guys that went to the NBA.
I mean, that's still pretty impressive. Like, only four guys. Like, we only had four guys make it into the top place in the entire. Like, that's four of our five guys. 80% of our starting five went in. That's nothing.
And plus you had Luke Walton, dude. Come on.
That's one of the
Darren in the chat, which you could join.
He loves
TBP,
Luke Walton.
Not a game.
Darren is Luke Walton's number one fan.
He dropped zero respect for Luke Walton. Hold on, Darren. Is that your overall respect
or
is that
respect.
The fun level respect leader or coachability respect meter?
We need to know.
Because we need to know. We need answers, sir. Yeah.
Darren loves Luke Walton.
On that Duke 2001 team, Jay Williams, Shane Battier. Mike Dunleavy, Carlos Boozer, and Chris Duhon.
That's a squad.
Oh, my God.
My goodness.
Read that again.
Yeah.
Jay Wills, Shane Battier, Mike Dunleavy, Carlos Boozer, and Chris Duhon.
Wow. So all five of those guys.
All five of those guys went to the NBA.
I think they're all first-round draft picks,
I think so, too.
If I remember correctly.
Dunleavy was.
Yeah.
Jay Williams was. Maybe Battier. Yeah.
Boozer, 100%.
Yeah. Boozer actually might have been a second rounder now that I think about it. Really? I think Boozer was a second rounder, but high second rounder, if I'm not mistaken.
Second round pick six.
There you go. Oh,
Carlos Boozer was?
Carlos was the second one.
That's crazy because he was a baller in college.
Duhon was also six. He went to the Bulls, the ninth pick.
Dunleavy was a first.
Like Shane Battier was a first. He was number six. And Jay Wills was a first round pick, second or first round second pick.
Yeah, Mike Dunleavy made it. That Duke team was so good. He was a number three overall draft pick by the Warriors that year.
I mean, it's crazy to think that it was Dunleavy and Battier, the long lasting of that.
Mm-hmm.
But Carlos Boozer, I mean, they all had. I mean, other than Chris Duhon, and Jay Will, obviously, but. Still, wow. All right, we are on a weird...
Yao Ming, Jay Williams went first, and then DeJuan Wagner was six. And DeJuan Wagner was such a beast coming out of college. Too bad that didn't work out for him. All right, anyway.
So what other shows, what other part of the show do we have?
The Gamecocks won. Shout out to the Lady Gamecocks. Shout out to Diana Taurasi in the funniest moment of the weekend. Did y'all get a catch?
I did, yes.
That was awesome.
Yeah. I did not catch
it. Well, we're going to talk around it because there's no way to talk about it on air, I feel.
Yeah, I mean, well, Gamecocks. You're talking about Gamecocks.
She had a pun on the name.
Yes.
And their defense being lengthy.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's all...
abbreviated their name.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you know, cockfighting is a real thing, so we call them that. You know, gotcha.
But shout out to the Lady Gamecocks winning the tourney. Second time in 3 years or 4 years?
I believe it was 2017. Let me just double check.
Yeah, Dawn Staley doing her thing down there, bro. They're always a good team. So shout out to Dawn Staley winning her second title. More titles in the last decade than Gino Auriemma, I believe. At least in the last 5 years, because they ain't won since 2016.
17. So, yeah, it was 17.
So, 5 years. Yeah.
I loved her comment about, like, when they're asking her about Gino being 11-0 in the national championship. She's like, well, we're 1-0. That's still 100%.
And they took them to beat them downtown.
It wasn't even close.
They whooped them. Yeah, those girls put on a show last night. That was ridiculous. UConn didn't even show up for that, which was surprising. Paige Becker's been going off all year, but I digress. Shout out to the Lady Gamecocks. I'll save that topic for later. Let's hit me with the pretty good going into the break here.
Hit it pretty good?
All right.
Pretty good. It's pretty, 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 pretty good.
You know what's pretty good? The TBP group chat... when one of us suffers a loss.
Is this how it feels to be a Dodger fan back in 18?
In 17. Yeah, we lost a lot, man. Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
I was thinking more of the World Series.
Yeah, we lost in 17 and 18.
In the World Series?
Yes.
Yeah, to the Strohs.
To the Strohs.
I was thinking more of the one that you were in. You were at.
That was in 17.
Oh, you were at 17.
I was at game 7, yeah.
Oh, that was game 7.
That was game 7, yes. I went to game 7. Okay. Yes.
So now I feel your pain.
I witnessed it in person, yeah.
I think everyone felt so bad because Derek was there that no one said anything to him in the group chat, if I remember correctly. I don't think we gave you a hard time.
I don't think we said anything.
Yeah. I mean, for the most part, I feel like if that your team goes something like that, you give somebody some time.
Yeah.
At least we have somewhat respect. Some of us do.
I'm pretty sure I called you the next day or texted you.
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I am trying to remember it that often.
I would say zero respect most of the time, at least when it comes to me and Brad.
Yeah.
What?
Well, I started the show talking about Duke.
Yeah,
and rubbing it in your face.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't text. Well, no, I did. I was the first person to text.
Yeah, you were. Yeah,
I didn't text you. Yes. Yeah. I usually just let you suffer in silence. Like I know it's there, and I'll see you in person. And then I'll be like, hey, you know, like you maybe get two in a row. You could get two, but I like just getting our. Yeah, I pent up all this energy.
The smile when I walked in was enough to realize you were slurping up tears.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I was. I'm your Coach K, baby.
I felt like you know, in the movie when they dropped the match on gasoline, and then they just walk away, and you see the trail of gasoline go to the car, and the car blows up, or the person catches on fire. That's what I felt my role was. I sent one text while at the San Jose Sharks game, and then put my phone away. I was like, I'm going to let the boys handle this. Just wanted to put some chum in the water, and it was glorious when I checked back on the group chat.
Yeah.
Well,
it was bound to happen at one point for me, but yeah. This is the only team I think that this whole entire group hates that I like. So, and it's rarely happened. So,
what's really happened?
That people have been pooping on Duke. The only team that like I like that everyone else doesn't in this group.
I feel like every time we have a chance to talk about Duke, we let it be known how we feel about it.
But it's very rare.
I mean, now it's kind of sad because I'm not going to not like Duke anymore because I hate Coach K. I didn't have anything to do with Duke. I mean, Duke, I just think is like, you know, a stuck up university. But
yeah, no,
like, just Coach K is gone. It's like, I don't
know. At this point, they can't be that stuck up.
I don't know. I mean,
you know, I'm good. They're a bunch of pompous. You know what's over there. I just feel like, and it's a bunch of nerds and dorks that root for
Duke. But for me, it was like what my hatred was driven by was Coach K. And Coach
K is
gone.
Mine was driven by the fan base.
Okay, no,
it
for
was
me,
just it was dorks.
Okay, no, for me, it was Coach K, 100%. Like, Coach K was the reason on Brad Scale, he's 0-0-0, man.
Okay.
Negative, actually. Negative. In the fun, he's negative. 100% fun, he's negative. And in that hair department, negative too. Okay? Yeah, that's negative as well. Hair respect, none. Okay? Go bald, you know? More respect. If he shaved his head, I'd go back to 10. I'd give him 10. 10 respect on hair if he went bald.
All right, for the rest of the episode, let's just give our respect level to the topics and whatever else we're doing.
Okay. All right, works fair? For me. That's fair.
Okay, let's go to break real quick. Man, let's reset the show. I don't even know what happened in this first hour. Did I black out?
Yeah.
There you go. That
yeah.
A good one.
Clear it. Cool.
Right into the mic. That's what I appreciate.
Oh, I thought we were muted. I'm sorry.
No, we were not.
No, I totally thought we were muted. That's why I thought he okay.
Turned on and then it
usually
turned off.
Yeah,
so
here we go. Music, he mutes us, but
I bet,
well, it stopped, so I wasn't too sure if we were going to stop. So
I mean, luckily I didn't have a Brenneman moment and call about Kansas City and all the.
Okay. Right. Talking about practice. Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show right here on FM 90.1 KZFR. Chico, people-powered community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. We want to thank our friends at Friends of the Arts, your state local partner to the California Arts Council since 2001. Friends of the Arts creates economic opportunities by producing and supporting events and by publishing a bi-monthly arts and culture newsletter. To stay in the know or have your event listed, visit friendsof.art.
I feel like we kind of did them a disservice because I feel like a lot of people that, you know, they backed out our show that first half hour. That was rough. Hopefully. Hopefully you're still rocking with us. If you are, we appreciate you.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like people who loyally listen to this show expect a train wreck about once every 5 shows, I would guess.
I mean, there are all some types of wrecks going on no matter what.
Do you have one in particular that you remember that, like, sticks out to you that you're like, man, that was a rough segment or episode? Like, over all the years we've done this, is there one in particular that is just like, man, that was... brutal, like you felt like you needed a shower afterwards or drink heavily.
I don't know because I always feel that no matter what, there's something comes. I remember the good. That's usually what I remember.
Yeah,
I remember the good ones.
Yeah, the bad ones I kind of shake off at this point
because they happen so often. Yeah. So I don't live in the trash.
Dude, I just realized I'm not in the picture, dude.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, I'll fix it. I'll fix it,
Mike. Well, hold on. I need you to go to the news.
Good. Yeah, yeah.
I don't care, dude.
You ready for it? The news? Here we go.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news, breaking news. Derek Isamaki has breaking news.
That is right, y'all. Time for the news. I got a couple juicy ones for y'all. I'm going to start off with one that's near and dear to my heart, as it is my profession right now, being a bartender. This is about a story of a bartender.
The best bartender on Chico
Gospel. I appreciate that. Thank you.
I'll second that.
So, wow. Okay. You know what? I'm getting a little chub right now. Talk more. Well.
10 respect level.
There it is.
I'm waiting for something. Oh, you get the golden do-rag.
Woo! Fantastic. All right. So I go to my man, a bartender, who had himself an interesting exchange with his boss. So my man, said bartender, was texted at 3 o'clock in the morning by his boss telling him that he needed someone to come in today / the next coming day from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. because he had an event scheduled and he was down a bartender. Bartender replied, said, "No, thank you. Tomorrow is my day off." Boss, unhappy with said reply, said, "You need to be a team player. It isn't all about you. Please come in tomorrow."
Damn.
Now,
harsh.
I'm on the bartender side. You're on day off. This is on you as the manager to schedule said person right now. Not to mention, again, texting at 3 o'clock in the morning. Mind you that. Now, again, I guess I spoke for the words because here he comes. He said, "Why are you just telling me at 3 a.m. that you need me to work 11 hours tomorrow? I've had a few drinks, and I don't feel like coming into work hungover and working for that long on my day off." Feel you on that, my dude.
100%.
Oh, yeah. If I'm already starting my drink train, it's gone, all right? Choo-choo, train's at the station, all right? It ain't coming back. It's a one-way track.
It's always
all right? The grills are greased. Yep. You can't go backwards.
Yes, sir.
So, this is where things get good. Real juicy right now. Manager replies back. "You need to stay ready for work. Getting too drunk is not a good look if you can't stay prepared. Sometimes things happen and we need to cover each other."
What?
Okay.
My man, my bartender, gets all the respects now because here he goes off. "You're telling me the bartender's not to drink on his time off? Want to tell the chefs not to eat off the clock? Dude, if you had given me more notice, I would have considered it. And just not had as many drinks, so I would be ready for work and not so hungover. But you waited too long, I'm already drunk, and I don't feel like coming in and working 11 hours while hungover."
Amen.
The guy keeps going on and says, "Don't you even know how to bartend too? Even if you don't know, we literally have a flashcard with each drink on the menu for each event. You can literally just tape them to the counter and use them as a guide to make your drinks." My man is giving him options. Again,
yeah.
You got your chance.
By all means, man.
As I said, it gets juicy. It's still getting juicier. "We're going to talk about this attitude when you come in on Sunday," said the manager. Whoa. Wow. Wow. Woof. Anyone out there that's managing people, this is not how to do it. Bartender, here it comes. "No, we're not. Bartenders need it all over the place now. I think I'll just go work at one of the dozen places hiring around here. I'm fed up with you." GM replies, "Give me a call. Don't make such an impulse decision. You're making a mistake because you're drunk, and I think it's a good idea that when you wake up tomorrow, you're going to regret this." And here's the coup de grace.
Let's go.
"Eat my ass," says the bartender.
Let's go.
Is this someone you know?
No, this is just a story that has made its round on the internet.
Okay. Well, respect level for the bartender, I would say 4 of 10.
4 of 10?
No, I would say respect level for standing up for yourself, 10 of 10. But let me just interject here. I'm sorry for hijacking your news segment. But I just want to explain something to all of you, and it's a philosophy I use in my life on a regular basis, and it's called the no with no explanation. When someone hits you up to work, a simple no, and no explanation needed, and there is no argument to be had. If you can't go to something, a simple no with no explanation, there's no argument. A no is bulletproof. A no is a non-negotiable. It's literally the definition of non-negotiable. If you just drop a no or a simple I can't, there is no need for a further explanation.
There you go.
Would have saved him his job and the manager and them this long Texas exchange, which I'm sure now this bartender is like, damn, now I have to go find a job. That sucks. But whatever. He'll handle it.
Yeah.
And the manager was totally in the wrong there. And I'll speak for food staff everywhere. Be nice to your food staff because they all work way too hard in a labor shortage and get treated like poop. And it's not fair.
100%.
And for managers, that's a ridiculous ask, and I think we've all been there.
Yeah,
when you get a last minute, hey, I'm going to need you to come in tomorrow. I don't think so, playa. That sounds like a you problem.
No.
You need me. I don't need to work tomorrow.
Well, there you go. Hey.
No with no explanation.
I mean, the guy did say no thank you to start off with, and then the guy pried. But hey.
Oh, that's fair.
He did, yeah.
That's fair.
He said no thank you. He even gave you, a polite way of saying it. Maybe that's too polite.
I mean,
maybe just say
it's
no.
Kind of a condescending way.
Yeah, no thank you. It sounds condescending, but at the same point in time, always say thank you.
I mean,
mind your manners, okay?
From the perspective of someone in a relationship, if Steph asked me to run to the grocery store and I hit her with a no thank you as opposed to a no, the no's going to go over easier than the no thank you. I can promise you that.
Well, either way, stand up for yourself, y'all.
No doubt.
All right, there. Moving along.
You know what? Respect level, 9 of 10.
9 of 10. Yeah. All right, there it is. It's coming around. Now, we're moving on, y'all, because we're moving on to something, again, near and dear to my heart. My favorite animal, y'all. Hippos. Unfortunately, they're kind of a problem where they're not supposed to be. And that's in Colombia. Hippos, not native Colombia whatsoever. However, my man Pablo Escobar loved them so much that he brought them over with his extravagant amounts of money. Mm-hmm. You need to do something with it. Why not buy your own safari? That's right there, 100%. Let's change the ecological systems and just really put a damage to hippos and the surrounding area. Actually, not damage to the hippos. The hippos are thriving. Yeah, thriving so much that they are... I feel like are we hearing this right now?
Yeah, are we interrupting Brad's conversation with Aaron
right now? Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, man.
He's up here spitting game to your sister. Spit game to your sister.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
So you're saying hippos?
Yes, hippos.
Hippos.
Speaking of Aaron, ha! Gotcha! okay. So
Escobar.
Yeah, Escobar's hippos. Yes, they are a problem. They have multiplied. They're doing it a lot. Because why not? It feels great. Why wouldn't you do it, you know? And that's what they do. Mm-hmm. They swim in their pools and they just put out little pachyderms. Actually, I think pachyderms are baby elephants, not baby hippos. But either way, baby hippos, cute. And baby elephants too. Very cute. But still, hippos. They're too aggressive right now. And at this point in time, Colombia has declared a state of emergency regarding these hippos because of their invasive species. Yes, invasive species. Because hippos, they're like top of the food chain type of thing. Like no one goes after hippos.
They're vicious. Dude.
They kill more people in the continent of Africa than anything else.
That's correct. Well, any other animal.
Any other animal, yes.
Besides the mosquito.
Besides the mosquito, I was going to say.
So I didn't hear what you said about a pachyderm, but it's basically, it is a rhino, a hippo, or an elephant.
Oh, and so
all three of them are pachyderms.
There we go. So, nice. Hey, what can I say? There you go. I know. I got vocab. All right. I read a dictionary.
You read something.
You got to keep yourself entertained out there. Either way, hippos. There's over 700 hippos in one of the Magdalena areas in the lowlands down there. 700 hippos.
That's a lot of hippos.
They're not supposed to be there. They're not. No, none. Yeah. People are. Some the people that live in the area love those hippos because they create attraction. People come on to see the hippos. Pablo Escobar's hippos in particular.
Oh.
Like, what if these are like cocaine hopped hippos? Like, what if they got into the got high on their own supply, you know, and they're like.
Could you imagine a murdering
dude? Dude, that would be nuts.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the most pachyderm that rhino would probably be the scariest on cocaine.
Have you seen how fast the hippos can run?
Yeah,
it doesn't matter whether it's on water and land. They can run.
Okay, if you had to have one animal that's... I don't know. What's the scariest one out there? Elephant, scary on...
But like, especially in musk.
Dude, think of like a silverback gorilla on cocaine. Or a grizzly bear.
I'd take one of those two over any of these three.
Would you really over...
Yes.
a hippo, a rhino, or an elephant. I mean, I think an elephant would probably, I mean, that's just going to run over you.
Yeah.
Like, even if it's not, like, they're just so massive.
Huge.
Yeah.
But just imagine a cocaine-fueled hippo coming at you.
No, thank you.
Yeah, just like, just, they have to keep giving it cocaine, otherwise it's going to kill them. It's so fiend. It's addicted to it. Like, you're going to get this thing in AA right now. Or CA. I don't know.
I think it's NA.
It's NA? Narcotics Anonymous. There you go.
Oh.
That'd be a really funny cartoon right now. Like, these hippos and Narcotics Anonymous. And just NA. Like all trying to just wean themselves off.
Oh, my gosh.
I can see it now. All right. Sorry, y'all. I got really lost in there for a minute. I was like,
"Yeah,
we're
getting lost in a lot today."
That was too good. I'm gonna end it there, y'all. That's the news.
Let's bring on our foreign correspondent, who we have 10 of 10 respect level around.
Yes,
I
appreciate that, guys. Thank you.
Of course, Aaron. So we're gonna do it a little different today. You spent 2 days your weekend watching WrestleMania. And the return of the Texas Rattlesnake, Austin 316, Stone Cold Steve Austin. Tell us about it.
It was incredible. Truly, truly a sight to behold. Yeah, he hadn't wrestled in, I think, like almost 20 years. The last time he wrestled was in 2003 in Dallas. So he had his comeback match versus Kevin Owens. This guy is incredible. He was body slammed on the concrete, but comes back to win it. It was a beautiful sight to behold. I love Steve Austin. I really just think he's one of the greatest of all time.
Yeah, absolute legend. What else? What other highlights from this weekend? Pat McAfee was there, right?
Yeah, Pat McAfee all glittered out. He was fighting Austin Theory. And Theory is Vince McMahon's guy. I don't know if you know that, but yeah, it was a great match. And then even better, McAfee starts talking trash to Mr. McMahon, and McMahon gets in the ring with him. This guy is 76 years old, looks incredible for his age, decides to go at it, ends up, you know, defeating McAfee, and then, because of their, you know, rivalry back in the day, Stone Cold Steve Austin comes out to give him a Stone Cold Stunner. And at 76 years old, McMahon takes it. It was truly incredible. Truly incredible.
I think that would be the most impressive thing from the sports weekend.
76-year-old man.
Yeah, yes. Taking a Stone Cold Stunner.
And surviving and living to tell the tale about it. You know, like, he's not dead.
Yeah.
Yet.
Anything else on WrestleMania? You want to talk Masters?
Yeah, just really quick. Johnny Knoxville had a match versus Sami Zayn, and it was hands down the match of the weekend because a couple of the other, I don't know, can I say this, but the Jack, can I say that, from the movies?
You can say Jackass.
Okay, I didn't know. I didn't want to get you guys in trouble. But yeah, so Chris Pontius and Wee Man came out. Just up to their antics. At one point, Wee Man actually took a foot to the face. They brought out the giant hand, and Sami Zayn took a palm to the face. It was incredible. It just, all the nostalgia of seeing the Jackass guys out there, they're definitely meant for wrestling. And if you can watch any match, go watch it. It will make you laugh. It's great.
Hey, Aaron. Do you think Wee Man could survive a slap from Kali? It's a more niche question, I know.
That's a good question. Wee Man is...
It was not a good question, Aaron.
It was a good question for a WWE fan.
Don't entertain that, Aaron.
Yeah, that was...
Yes, yeah, we apologize for our colleague.
I'll give you a 1 out of 10 respect level for that question. All right, Aaron, let's jump over to the Masters. And the question everyone wants to know, is Tigre playing C or no?
I'm going no. No way. I know he showed up there, but... You know, a few weeks ago, he couldn't even walk 18 holes. Like, come on. Like, maybe he'll play, but why? I don't get it. I don't understand.
Honestly, I feel like the why, obviously, would just be for the fans, you know? Like, and maybe for him, just to feel like he can do it. Maybe he needs to, like, just kind of prove himself, you know? And to himself.
Well, and don't you think at that level of competitor, they want to be able to play in these matches? But yeah, I mean, when you're,
but he's not going to do anything, right? I mean, like, he's, if he plays, he's not making the cut. There is no way.
Wow.
It's just, I mean, he's just not there. What? Like, he almost lost a leg.
Yeah,
that is true.
Yeah,
and those never came out. I want to see if there's going to be like all the sheriffs from wherever he was at that did that were investigating that are going to be at the Masters if he does, or just in general, because like they didn't release anything. They still never did.
No, there was no toxicology. No,
nothing was given
like
out.
Yeah.
None.
Nothing.
All because they asked his lawyer and him first if they wanted to, and they said not to.
Well,
sure they learned their lesson after that Kobe Bryant helicopter crash. So,
yeah, they're all upset. So I'm just saying. Yeah.
Yikes! It's got morbid.
Well, I mean, you know, they couldn't share anything. I mean, they were all, you know, their heads were going to be on platters if they released anything. If Tiger said no,
yeah.
I don't understand. He's not going to do anything. I don't get why he's going. It doesn't make sense to me. I get that he's a competitor, but like, do you want to compete when you're not going to do well? Like, give it another year, dude.
I'm just wondering, like, if there's got to be some incentive given to him by like CBS or something, because if he plays, the viewership skyrockets.
Yeah, good point.
You know,
I thought about that.
I just don't think, you know, I've never obviously been an athlete on the level of Tiger Woods stature, but I would imagine at that level, when you've been the best for so long, that you have an irrational confidence about your own ability to bounce back. And we've seen him win the Masters. I mean, I guess that was almost 7 years ago now, but we've seen him do it before. We've seen him bounce back. But again, to Aaron's point, not from almost losing a leg and whatever else is going on in his life, because Lord knows, right? But I mean, yeah, I just think the competitive fire would be the motivation, because we all know he's got enough money for three lifetimes. Like, he's good.
Yeah.
But I think just the competitive nature is why he would want to be out there. You know, prove him wrong once again, that kind of thing.
I'm just saying, it would be light years difference in the first 2 days in particular if he's there.
As far as intrigue, for
intrigue, sure. 100%.
100%.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, if Tiger makes the cut, there's a chance we're starting Monday's show with the Masters. It doesn't matter if there's a three-way playoff in the Masters. We're most likely not starting the show next Monday talking about the Masters.
Yeah.
Something crazy would have to happen.
Yes.
Dustin Johnson would have had to fallen off a cliff or something like that. Like, something.
Or he did a line after winning on the 18th hole.
Hey.
Well, we would spend the entire show talking about 100%. All right, Aaron, you got anything for us on your way out?
That's it, but I'm looking forward to talking Masters next week, guys.
All right. See, we're going to get
there
to
it. I mean, no matter what, we're talking to Masters.
We're going to talk about it. Wow. We're just, you know, we're not probably not going to lead the show.
Unless he does, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, 10 out of 10 respect level for you, Aaron. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Later, guys.
Later. All right. As always, thank you to Aaron for joining the show, our foreign correspondent, always bringing it. 10 out of 10 respect level. Let's go over to 7 out of 10 self-assessed fun meter respect level. Statman Brad with the North State update.
All right, here we go.
That was a mouthful.
It was.
It was impressive, though.
He's got facts. He's got stats. And his name is Brad. It's time for Statman Brad's North State Update.
All right. A little short weekend for the Wildcats. Baseball was down in L.A. playing against Cal State L.A. They took the series 3-4. They lost their only game on their second game of the doubleheader. They lost 1-2 in 8 innings. Again, that game was a 7-inning game. But they'll be back in town against Cal State Dominguez Hills Friday for a game at 6 p.m. and then a doubleheader on Saturday, 12-3, and then a game on Sunday at 11 a.m. Now going over to Chico State softball. They were playing in the Tournament of Champions. They played against Azusa Pacific, Dominican, and Chaminade.
First game against Azusa Pacific, they lost 2-3, but came back swinging, and I mean swinging. They won 13-0 in 5 innings against Dominican. Next up, they played Chaminade on Sunday. They went down 2-0 in the first inning, but come back in the fourth and score 3 runs to win 3-2. They'll be playing at home against Cal State East Bay Friday and Saturday. Again, doubleheaders on both of those days. Friday starts at 1, and Saturday starts at 11 a.m. So, guys, you can actually go see both softball and baseball at the same time. Again, if you go on the into Nettleton Stadium on the first base side all the way up on the top, you can watch both softball and baseball. Pro tip, y'all. That is your North State update.
We might have to hit that Friday game up. Friday night game. Saturday.
Because Friday night you won't be able to watch both softball and baseball.
It's going to be Saturday. I can't go to the Saturday night game because I'm working. So I'm saying Friday night. I'm sorry, I can't give my love to the ladies. I'd love to see the softball action, too, and get a little two-for-one action. But I can't do that.
I thought you were referring to the two-for-one on that one.
I was doing more on my availability.
Okay, well, that's fine.
So,
okay.
You know what? You're not invited, Brad, now, okay? You can
well,
see
I'm
going to
be abandoned,
game.
So I can't go.
Okay, all right. Well, thank goodness, because you weren't invited.
That's the North State update.
You want to do foot and mouth or talk opening day?
Oh, man, that's a tough one. Let's do foot and mouth because opening day hasn't happened. I mean, I'm excited for it. Baseball's back, but let's go foot and mouth.
Foot and mouth? Here we go, foot and mouth.
I want to make fun of Rudy again.
It's time we take a deep dive into the world of soccer with the man responsible for such flashes of brilliance as...
39 was last year, and he could barely, throw a ball out at a barnside.
It's time for Derek Izumaki's foot and mouth.
Don't. Sorry.
Oh boy.
We
had a week, y'all. It was a tough one. Half the squad is taking L's left and right now. And Chelsea was part of that major L story. Major L. Because it was a tough day over at Stamford Bridge when they hosted Brentford, a team fighting for their life, which produces some quality sometimes. And it did on that day in Stamford Bridge. As it started off, 0-0, first half, no scoring happening. Second half comes, did we get a strike? Rudiger! Woo! What a strike. Possibly goal of the year right there.
Damn, boy.
Probably 40, 35, 40 yards out. Easily. Strikes a beautiful knuckleball that caresses through the air and into the back corner of the net. Nothing you could do about that. No. Beautiful strike.
Beautiful connection.
That was always beautiful for Chelsea that day. As the rest of it turned to doom and gloom, as four goals! Four! Count them! 1, 2, 3, 4! Brentford, unanswered. 4-1 in Stamford Bridge.
3 goals in 10 minutes.
Disgusting.
Embarrassing.
Chelsea looked all out of sorts on that day. Yeah. The international break did its toll on them.
Indeed.
Liverpool, they survived. 2-0 victory over Watford. Gave them the lead of the title for a split second, but Man City came right back and got their own. 2-0 victory over Burnley. Now we have the game of the year, y'all. Game of the year on Sunday, whatever you're doing, drop it. Turn on your televisions. We have Liverpool-Man City this Sunday, this game. I don't want to say it's going to decide the league, but it's going to decide the league.
It can.
It most certainly can decide this league as Man City has a 1-point lead over Liverpool. And if either one is able to take all 3 points, that is a huge, huge, huge point for them.
Unreal.
8:30 Sunday. They're in Manchester.
Oh.
Big one. That's your game of the year, y'all. Game of the year. I'm saying 1-0 Man City on that one. That's my prediction on it.
I like it. Okay.
I cannot wait. This is a good time. Also, y'all, Champions League is back. Woo-hoo!
Baby.
Oh, here we go. Tuesday, Wednesday. It's glorious time, y'all. We have ourselves where... I'm on the wrong days.
Tomorrow, Bayern Munich at Vienna. Sorry.
What'd you call them? Bayern what?
Munich.
No, we have... tomorrow, we have Benfica, Liverpool, Man City, Atletico Madrid.
Oh.
Tomorrow. And then Wednesday.
Wednesday.
We have Chelsea, Real Madrid. Villarreal, Bayern Munich.
Gotcha.
Yes.
My bad.
So there you go. But tomorrow, Benfica, Liverpool, Man City, Atletico. Good times, y'all. It's good times. Football, baby. Woo. Love it. That foot and mouth.
Very good. Let's get to Rudy's picks quickly.
You heard me last week. I hope you didn't, because your boy is down big. Duke, I have nothing to say to you guys. Chelsea, nothing to say to you guys either. But you know what? It's comeback week, baby. I got Chelsea over Real Madrid at home at plus 135, I believe. And I got the total unders under 3 goals.